Okay, someone was waiting for you to get ready so you could go somewhere. They call out and ask you if you'd be ready soon. You might say, I'll be with you in...
In a few minutes.
Or in just... In just...
Just short time.
Okay. Say, if you were going to Nashville and you knew you were headed in the right direction, but you weren't sure of the distance, you might stop and ask somebody how...
How far.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times I did something, you might ask me how... What do you... How...
How often.
Okay. And say if you're given a choice of two things, and you say, well, it doesn't matter to me which one I take, just give me what one. Just give
me... Give me one you picked out.
I'll take
one, you take the other. I'll take the first, you take the last,
Okay. Or you might say, well, just give me...
Just give me one.
Okay. We'd use the word either or
either. Either one.
Okay.
That's right, either one.
Okay. And this part of my head is called my...
Forehead.
Okay, and this is the...
Hair.
Okay, and on a man, hair here would be it.
Beard.
Okay, and this is my...
Here.
This one.
Left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
Okay, and this is my...
Lip.
Or the whole thing's the...
Face.
Yeah, like you might...
Mouth.
Okay. And this is my...
Neck.
Okay, and this is...
The throat.
Okay. What about the word goozle? What is that?
Oh, it's a goozle right here.
The Adam's apple thing?
Yeah, Adam's apple thing. Sort of. Some people have a great big it works all the time, and others you never see it.
Yeah. Okay, and these are my...
Teeth.
And this is one...
Front teeth.
Oh, this is my front...
Upper teeth.
Yeah. Okay, say a dentist might say that he has to feel that...
Upper teeth.
Yeah, but just one. You talk about my right front.
My right front tooth.
Okay, and the flesh around your teeth.
The gum.
Okay, and this part of the hand is the
palm.
Okay, and this is a
fist.
And two.
Two fists.
Okay, and any place where the bones come together, you call that a
joint.
Okay, and on a man, this is the
chest.
Okay, and these are the
shoulders.
Okay. And this is one...
One hand.
And two...
Right, left hand, right hand.
Okay, so I have two...
Two hands.
Okay, and this is my...
Legs.
Okay. And this is one...
One foot.
And two...
Left and right foot.
So I have two...
Two feet.
Okay. And this sensitive bone here...
My shin.
Okay. And if I got down in this position, you'd say I...
What?
Okay, any other words for that?
Well, I wouldn't use that. I just say squat it does.
You use the word
hunk? Hunk it down.
Yeah.
Get out of my hunk.
Okay. Someone who's in real good shape and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you'd say that he's very...
Very strong.
Okay, what about another word for that?
Say stout.
He's stout? Uh-huh. What does that word mean?
I just mean he's really strong and stout.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Yeah, you said then you're strong.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Well, when you say common, I'd say that was a low mark, low character.
Okay. Would it have a different meaning if you talk about a girl being common?
Yes, it often would.
Okay. And say an old person who was still real strong and active and didn't show his age, you'd say that he's still quite...
Quite active.
Okay, or another word, you'd say he's mighty...
Sprucey.
Okay. What does sprucey mean?
That means he gets around like a young person, but he's not spruce according to his age.
Yeah. Would you use that word